Traditional treatment methods don't work for every patient, so the Department of Veterans Affairs is taking suggestions. Leela Jackson is director of the new Center for Compassionate Innovation at VA. She tells Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson what it's all about and why you may not have heard of it yet.
Dr. Shulkin just recently established the new Center for Compassionate Innovation, and it was launched to explore emerging therapies that can enhance veterans' physical and mental well-being when other treatments have not been successful.
So is this part of the current Center of Innovation? Is this a whole new...
The Center for Innovation is at the department level, and they explore technologies and that type of thing. This is really related to health. And so I feel like I need to say this. VA is an evidence-based organization. We have a pretty serious charge from President Lincoln, you know, in our mission statement to care for him who have won the battle. You know, we care for close to 9 million veterans every year. We believe that evidence-based treatment is the best way to go for our veterans. In fact, we hear that from our veterans that, you know, something like 90% of veterans who receive inpatient care are satisfied with their care, and close to that amount of veterans, percentages are satisfied with their care at outpatient VA settings. So we evidence-based is the right way to go, is the safest way to go. And but what Dr. Shulkin has said, and he believes, is that VA should be the epicenter or the forefront of new innovations and emerging technologies and therapies for veterans. And he's committed to that. And so we are a huge organization. And there's something new or emerging taking place that we don't know about. We want to know about it because we want to help veterans. And earlier I quoted this, the percentage that, you know, veterans are satisfied with their care. There is a small segment of veterans who have tried our evidence-based treatments and have not had success, particularly around mental health. And we hear that, and we hear that loud and clear. And so we want to be open to providing the care that might help that small segment of veterans that evidence-based treatment is not working, or the treatment might not have all the evidence in, but is safe and ethical and helpful to a segment of veterans. And so that's what Dr. Shulkin wants to do with the new center.
So you said the center has already launched. When did it launch?
Probably within the past 6 weeks, a month or so. We were busy getting people in place and, you know, setting up processes. But we are already receiving proposals. Dr. Shulkin meets with veterans and organizations every day. You know, they tell them, hey, we believe that this therapy might help me. Veterans have said that. And so we are carefully looking at them as we set up the new Center for Compassionate Innovation.
So how many people are involved in the center? What's the staff look like?
So the center is a small staff, but what's great about the center is it is under, it's low, you know, via, if you know, Veterans Health Administration is a very large, complex organization with many disciplines, healthcare disciplines, and most of these healthcare disciplines fall under the Deputy Undersecretary for Health Policy Services, Dr. Jennifer Lee. And so we have a broad reach of subject matter experts in our system that we will be reaching to. We have an algorithm where we process the proposals through so they don't just automatically go to clinical practice. We carefully review and vet every single proposal. We will be carefully reviewing and vetting every single proposal that we're receiving, because our ultimate goal is to increase veterans' health and well-being, but at no risk to the veteran, no harm. I mean, our fundamental principle for the new Center for Compassionate Innovation is to do no harm.
So is there a particular set of health challenges that you are looking at right now, something you want to address right away, or are you open to all of these proposals that are coming in? And
We are open to all, but what we're hearing mostly are related to mental health. Because we know that we have it. We're pretty confident that we have the answer to infectious diseases and, you know, Hep C. But, you know, we're hearing more and more from veterans that, you know, the traditional treatments have not worked around mental health. And we really want to help. We want to help that segment of veterans who need help.
Can you give some examples of some of the things that you're looking at, or is it too soon for that?
It's a little too soon because, I mean, honest to God, we are really just standing up the office. We're trying to make sure that we have good algorithms in place because we want to treat every proposal fairly. Mm-hmm. We want to properly vet them. We have to err on the side of, you know, safety for our veterans, you know, and safe and ethical practices. So we do have a few in the pipeline. I would love to be able to share more about them if you give me a month, you know, or so. I think that would be fair. I would be able to really talk about, you know, maybe one or two that's actually moving through the process.
Yeah, we could definitely do a follow-up. It's
okay.
Obviously very soon you just set up. So what does the next 6 months, a year, 18 months look like as you sort of forge forward with this?
What I would like to see happen in the next 6 months is that the public perception is that we're open to innovative, emerging ideas that will help veterans. And that, to me, that would be the end state for me. And then identifying those treatment or therapies that really do help veterans where they weren't able to be helped before. I mean, if there is a therapy out there that is safe and ethical, that has not reached the bar that we've traditionally looked at under evidence-based treatments, but, you know, is safe and ethical and does help a large number of veterans, we want that for our veterans. We want to be able to help veterans.
So what are some of the ways that you're getting the word out?
One way is Dr. Shulkin. I mean, he made the announcement, and again, we're so new. I mean, we just literally set up, but we're hoping to get our public-facing messaging out shortly. We're working with the Office of Public Affairs and, you know, to get the word out.
Anything you'd like to add? Anything I should be asking you that I haven't?
We're hearing from our veterans that they're satisfied with their care, but we're also hearing from a small segment of veterans that, you know, that the treatments that they're receiving through our traditional evidence-based approach aren't working for them. So we want to be able to help those veterans. We care about those veterans. We want to be able to give them hope. And I think that's the underlying idea for Dr. Shulkin creating this new Center for Compassionate Innovation. He wants to be able to help veterans. I mean, and he's made it very clear that VA should be the epicenter for anything innovative pertaining to veterans. And that's what we want to do in the center. We want to be able to help veterans in an ethical, safe practice.
Leela Jackson is director of the new Center for Compassionate Innovation at the Department of Veterans Affairs. You can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Just click share with friends.